There's a lot of messed up people in the world, and there's definitely people that have pure evil in their hearts. A lot of people debate this idea, like, oh, everyone's a good person deep down. Like, there's some people that have done some things that are very, very bad. But I will say this, many of the people that you think are very bad aren't really that bad. I don't really know a lot of evil people in my life. I only know maybe like one, two on a personal level. The evil people I'm talking about here are like in the cartels, in like organized crime. Like, that's what I'm talking about. But outside of that, I don't really know anybody in these industries, right? Probably a lot cooler if I came on here and I said that I did. Like, yeah, I know this person, I know that person. I really don't. But at the same time, I'm grateful that I don't. I'm not involved in that kind of business or that kind of lifestyle. And, you know, probably is for the better. It definitely is for the better. But what I will say is that a lot of people that are very negative to me, and there's definitely a lot of people that are very negative, I don't necessarily look at them as negative people. I don't look at them as evil people. I don't look at them as bad people. See, when people are suffering, their suffering bleeds out of them. It oozes out of them. Misery loves company, especially when it comes to dating and relationships and finance and income. When people are not doing well in their own financial situation and they see that you're doing well, they hate that. It's natural. It's normal. Honestly, it's very easy to get jealous and to be a hater, because think about it. It's harder for you to have that conversation with yourself where, look, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing shit right now. I need to get myself together. I'm lazy. I'm unmotivated. I'm not intelligent enough to make this happen. Like, I'm egotistical. It's harder for people to have that conversation with themselves rather than to say, oh, this person doesn't deserve it, or this person is just such a fake person. Like, so many people look at me for the podcast that I started, and we get tons of people that watch. We get millions of people a month that watch my stuff and that engage with my stuff. And they're probably like, oh, I know Sumi. I knew him in college. I knew this. I knew that. And they may not say the best things about me. Not that I was necessarily a bad person then. It's just that they know me as a regular guy, a regular person. And I still am that regular person. I just have a large platform now. And they're probably like, he's not saying anything crazy. I was there too, blah, blah, blah. And it comes from a place of hate. It comes off as negativity. But I understand where they're coming from, because I don't blame them. To see someone that you went to school with, to see someone that you grew up with, this is not aimed at anyone, by the way, but just I'm just giving an example. To see someone that you were around or you were in the same position as grow and build and, you know, just win, it's difficult. It's not easy. But the winners in life, will look at that and say, wow, if they can do it, I can do it too. If they can do it, it's possible for me. I remember the first time I met my boss that, you know, brought me into the insurance business. I say this with so much love. He was not the smartest guy. He could not spell there, there, and there. He really couldn't. He was not very intelligent. He was very, very selfish, arrogant. The dude was chalked up on steroids. But you know what? I had a lot of love for him. I still have a lot of love for him. And, you know, I saw that this guy that was not from really a lot, a union family, like, could make so much of himself. The dude was a millionaire. And I'm like, dude, if this guy can do it, I can do it. See, some people would look at this guy and be like, what a douchebag. Driving around, chalked up on steroids, thinks he's the coolest person in the world, because he really did come off like that. He really did come off with an ego. And he had an ego for sure. And I'm not sure about how he is today, but probably still is. But yeah, I would look at this person and I would be like, dude, I would be so inspired. I was just like, I don't have to be like him. I don't have to say the things that he said or do the things that he did, but he really did inspire me, because he just wasn't from a great background. He just was never meant for success. He said it himself all the time. Like, I was never meant to be this successful. I was never meant to have all these things. See, when I have my podcast, or when I have the success that I have in business, or when I'm showing people the income that I'm making from the places that I've come from, some of the people that I'm around that came from those same backgrounds are so upset. They're so negative. And I'm like, why can't you see that this could be you? This could easily be you. But you're just negative about it. And so what I do first is I have compassion. I have empathy. Because when someone is suffering, they want other people to suffer around them, so they feel more normalized in their suffering, which reduces their suffering psychologically. when they're the only ones suffering and the perception of just them suffering alone, that loneliness amplifies that suffering. And it's not only just them suffering, it's them suffering while everyone else is being happy. And that FOMO, that feeling of being outcasted, that loneliness, that exclusion, that really breaks them down psychologically. So then mind is naturally going to try to loop in people with the suffering. Many women do this with their single friends or their friends in relationships, where they're like, single girls love to make other girls be more single. Like, it's probably one of the worst things that you could do. Stop listening to women that are on OnlyFans or that are very, very single that can't have a relationship. Stop listening to these people for relationship advice. Dumbest thing that you could do. Stop listening to broke guys talk about financial advice and do this and do that. Like, oh, this is how I recommend you do this. Stop listening to about 99% of people, because 99% of people are not in the 1%. Listen to the people that are in the 1% in the category that you want to grow in. Whether that's dance, whether that's cooking, whether that's just making money, whether that's landscaping, whatever it is, look at the people that are in the 1% and just listen to them. Stop listening to 99% of people, because they're just not qualified to give you advice. And you know what's messed up? Sometimes the people in the 99% are people that you love and care about and that are actually just genuinely like good people overall. They're just giving you bad advice. They're just giving you negativity. Many of the good people in my life will give me negativity. I have a buddy of mine from college that hit me up, and he's like, let's hop on a podcast. And I'm like, I just can't bring you on a podcast like that. You know what I mean? I have a duty to my listeners. I have a duty to everybody that follows us. Every time I come on here and I make an episode and I talk to you guys, I think about everything that I'm going to say. I really have changed the way I live to be able to give my best to everybody that listens to me. Like, you guys don't understand the work that we put in here on the back end of ThoughtCast. And he's just like, no, let me just hop on there and talk my shit, quote unquote. And I'm like, you can't just do that. It's not appropriate. It's not productive. It's not efficient. I have a lot of respect for everybody that listens to my podcast. I have so much love for you guys for staying with me since day one. You don't understand the obligation that I have to make sure that you guys are getting the best version of me and the best version of anyone that comes on here. So I'm very, very strict with who I bring on this podcast and who I do guest episodes with, or who I let even influence my day-to-day mind. If they are not productive people that are giving me positivity, I, not immediately, but I respectfully cut them out, but not in a harsh way. Once again, back to my main point I was making here. When I see people hating on me, when people are hating on you, when people are being negative towards you, it's good to remove yourself temporarily and to get a little bit of distance, because you can't be around that. But at the same time, it's not good for you to hate on them back and fight them back and quote unquote match energy. Don't try to match their energy. Try to help them. Try to be compassionate. Find the pity in your heart almost, where you want this person to get better and you want to help them. When I see people being crazy towards me, saying crazy stuff, I'm just like, I wish I could help you. I wish I could help you see that the world is such an amazing place if you want it to be. The world is filled with suffering. The world is filled with negativity. The world is also filled with beautiful things and the possibility for so much happiness for everybody in here. But until you start to see the positive, you will always live in the negative. And so I think it's a duty for everyone, especially you guys listening here, to go out into the world and just be a little bit more positive to everybody that you meet. You know, if someone's being negative towards you, the next time someone's mean to you, just say, hey, it's okay. I understand. It's all good. And don't fire back. Don't try to bite back. Don't try to match energy. Don't try to go head to head with them. Don't try to one up them. Just let them be angry and get space, and let them then reflect at the loss of your presence. Because the loss of your presence is probably the most painful thing that you can do for someone that is very negative. They need to feel the feeling of losing someone. And when they feel that and they reflect on that, then you can come back and say, hey, like, you done? You done being angry? You all right? Okay. Let them apologize and say, it's all good. It's all right. No worries. I get it. Have you learned to not be negative? Okay, can we be a little bit more positive? All right, let's keep moving forward then. Appreciate you guys for jumping on here and taking a little bit of your day to listen to me. It means so much to me. Thank you for just, you know, supporting me. Thank you for everyone that subscribes. It means so much to me. Thank you for everyone that leaves a positive review for our podcast. That means a lot to me and the team. We work very hard here. I'm going to keep putting out the best content I can. If you guys ever want to work with me in one-on-one coaching, the link is in my Instagram bio. You can apply there. You can definitely talk to me and see if I can help you in your situation. Till next time, guys, sue me out.